Blom Blom with Skomba and Dumiso on Kaya TV.
Kaya FM 95.9. It is Good Friday. We're supposed to be having a Blom Blom that was supposed to start a bit early. But now, this is the thing. 2020. The hot man that we need to chill with Fandak decides, you know what I'm going to do. In fact, let him explain this. Pralupi, unjar hot man.
It feels great being here, and thank you so much for having me. And if you think as a novice, as an amateur, you're going to expose him like this, you're not going to work. Let me tell you one thing. I was on radio, in fact, you were still using those towel diapers.
Yeah.
And this one was still a teacher somewhere in the rural parts of KwaZulu-Natal. I am here now, that's all that matters. I had serious challenges in the morning. I'm a single parent. I had to accommodate you low mortals and by being here on time, which meant that I had to drop off my son much earlier than I should have at school. I live in Parktown North, which is just slightly down the road from the park, the Kaya FM studios. Woke up bright and early, dropped off my little one, and I assumed that the distance from my son's school to here would, at least jogging, it would. It's a nice, easy 5 kilometer run, which I can do with relevance of ease. I'm struggling to catch my breath. I'm being exposed. But yeah, the 5K, it turned out my timing was out, and therefore I was a good 2.5 minutes late for this interview, or whatever feature you call it. But bottom line being bottom line, I am here now, and I've honored you. And you asked me why am I jogging. I said, you know what? I find it totally disrespectful for someone who's making money like Skomba to look the way Skomba does. Now, I don't make half the money that he does, and at my age of 43, I actually look much younger than everyone here, including your producers, including everyone in the studio. And that is why I do 5 kilometers every morning, because I have to look like the money that I aspire to make. You don't even look like the money that you have.
It's going to be.
It feels great being here.
So it's going to be one of those Blom Blom Skomba, ne?
I've been saying, let's get to Pralubi here, and you guys think, this is the reason why.
Thank you so much for the water. Rainwater, I suppose it's like, yeah. Sparkling water, no Valpre. I mean, I could have settled for Valpre. I mean, it's not like I was expecting Evian, or I was not expecting Pellegrino water, but hey, water is water, and water is life. Thank you so much for being so kind.
All right, guys, it's over.
Where do we start?
Kaya FM, the home of the Metropolitan, where we drink all things South African. Proudly South African. Yay! In a beer glass, no hat. You know what you think that? To think that you guys look so grand. Beautiful studios, I must
say. Thank you,
man. First time being here, and you guys look so grand, and you guys all do these posh things. I mean, you're one of the radio stations that I cannot wait for you guys to call me to come and work for you. No, I don't call radio stations, they call me. But I think once, hey, little class of young people about it, you know? It's like, you know when you go to these functions, and they serve you what they call champagne, which is all the sparkling wine, because, you know, people who host show events in Joburg are very cheap. And you get those ngenkathi wasaphuza noma usada kona noma manje yini wena 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 mapholo
uyangona nginjani mina do I look like ngiyaphuza
mina I'm not wearing my glasses so you get those little they call them, it's like those things, man, that they use for functions. It's supposed to be a flute, but it's not, because it's just tiny. The stem is literally the size of my pinky, and I am a midget, so you can imagine how small my pinky is, and that's the stem. And then you get like this little thing, and then they say nice champagne glass. You let some mom class attendees finally. You were saying
Emambuzane, Ebhayi, Port Elizabeth.
Woma Township, the most dangerous township of them all. One of the oldest townships in PE, actually. Very dangerous. There we don't, you know, we don't do spagela, we don't jab,
yeah.
Stab.
That's in Tanzania.
No, in Tanzania it's boxing, but yeah. In Woma Township, I mean, where I come from, we stab you. We just say, you know what, this whole fighting process can be cumbersome, can be exhausting. Stab the bastard.
Move on with life.
Afe or Iola Lesbede.
And how did you come up?
That's why I stab with my tongue.
Coming from that background and being the person that you are today, what lessons have you learned from where you come from?
The most beautiful thing about coming from abject poverty is that you aspire to do better, because you know what it is like not to have. You know what it is like to be deprived. You know what it is like to be on the begging hand. You know what it is like to just live a life of like a fifth or sixth or seventh grade citizen. So it's one of the biggest and one of the greatest motivators. But I think what motivated us the most growing up was our township is very much like Alex. where you there's just one road that separates you from abundant wealth, and yet on the other side the picture is different. So as kids growing up, because I mean I was raised in a shack and I slept on the floor until I was in grade 11 or standard 9. My mother was a petrol attendant. A lot of our friends, their mothers were domestic workers. So what they would do, I think they had the foresight. They understood that a poor child or a child who has little or no means, all they need is inspiration and motivation. So take them out of that space, expose them to a greater world. When they go back, they have a different future to aspire to and a different world to want to live in. So a lot of our friends would come back home because you've got to do your homework quickly. Pardon me, you've got to do your homework as speedily as possible, and you get out of the house and you go, and we used to go play in the houses of the madams, in the houses of the rich, because Warmer Suburb, particularly our side, it was the suburb for the affluent at the time. So that's how we got exposed to a whole lot of bigger things. You get exposed to Persian rugs and what types they are, and as a kid you're like, when I grow up this is the life that I want. And that's all I've done. I've always been chasing that life. Have I attained it? Yes, in certain aspects, but I'm still climbing and I'm hopeful that one day I shall get there.
You know, Lupi, the one thing about you, I don't care who says what, you have a story. Are you planning to tell this story, and in what form are you wanting to? Because you do have a story, and there's tidbits, you know, there's things, there's gaps in all of our knowledge that we're not privy to.
You know what I need right now? Yeah? Thank you so much for that. I would one day love to go on a sabbatical, if I could find a blesser, but I'm old, I'm way past the age mark, and also I'm not that attractive, and I don't have the boobs, and I don't have, you know, I can't slay, but I would love to go on a sabbatical just for a good year and write. I would love to write my story, but equally I would also love to tell my story through form. And it's not because I think that it's such an extraordinary story, but I think it's my story, and I think it's a story that I would love to share one day. When will that be, I'm not too sure, because I've just begun another journey now. I mean, my son is starting school, and it's another it's another journey. I took him when he was 20 months old, and we've lived together for that long, and I've never had a nanny, and I guess that's why I was late, because I don't have any of those. I don't have that support except for my daughter, who helps him from time to time. But my son's journey and I is another story that there's just so much that has been revealed in the recent years since he's been a part of my life. And I think that on its own has revealed a whole lot more about who I am as well. There's a lot of healing that has come through him, because I've had a troubled past. I still do. I was diagnosed with bipolar in 2013, but from when I was 8, I've always known that I suffered from depression, because I had gone to the hospital and my mom thought that I was and the doctor said, hey, lomuntu une depression. So I've always known. So it's a combination of a whole lot of factors. I think it's not just something that one could just say, you know, I wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning and I just write for about an hour. No, I believe that I owe it to myself, and I owe it to those who've been a part of my journey, to provide an account that is going to be honest and detailed, and not necessarily, it's not for me to say it must be compelling or captivating, because that's totally, the onus is on the reader to say that, but I need to put out a story out there that says this is who I am, because I do not intend writing again. I think if I were to write again, it would be about on different subjects, probably it would be through my academic aspirations, but if I am to tell my story, I believe that I need to give it the time that it deserves. It's been 43 years, and I owe it to whomever that would then feel the need to get to know me, or rather get to read as to who I am, to actually get the sense of who I am, and that must be who I am. I don't want to, and also y'all must just buy, and it's not easy to just go publish a book and you don't buy. You know how sad it is, and you look at people now trying to sell their books and you're like, this is so sad. You just put your life out there, now you're just struggling to get some to buy your book. That ain't gonna happen to me. When I put that story out there, you're just gonna buy that.
Yeah,
almost.
What do you miss about radio?
This, it's the magic.
Sure.
It is the magic. It is. I think I always say to aspirant broadcasters, there is no greater media or broadcasting platform than radio. It is by far the best. It is a rare privilege. Those who are on radio have to appreciate it. They have to love it. It is by far the most impactful media platform if used wisely, which, and I'm not by any means going to be buying faces, but if you look at the genesis of Kaya FM, right from its origins, it did that. I don't want to mention other radio stations. Other radio stations have unfortunately lost it along the way, where it became a popularity contest, where it became about who's got more followers on Twitter, where it became about who's playing where it became about, you know, who did what last night. But I think radio as a medium, particularly for South Africa right now, much as other media platforms are dying, traditional media platforms, that is, radio continues to strive because there's a strong connection with South Africans and Africans as a whole with radio. And it is unfortunate that we fail and we continue to fail for to allow radio to play its developmental role in this, the times that we're at right now. And that's what I miss. We miss building schools. We miss ensuring that, you know, there are homes out there that are being done. I miss the social aspect of it. Mm. Social as in social development, not social as in Uban Begalkogeni Inigu. But I'm not interested in that nonsense. You can get that on Instagram. Why must it be on radio?
You managed to collect 107,000 pairs.
By the time I ended the concept, actually, it was 306,000 pairs.
Can you imagine?
And it's a great thing now that at least people have been able to perpetuate that. And a lot of people so say to me, don't you feel bad, was your idea? I'm like, hell no. We don't own these ideas. They come, and someone had done that before, I'm sure, but they come through us just so we can plant the seed and allow for it to germinate and allow for it to grow. And I'm so glad and I'm grateful to each and every single person that continues every year and every second month to continue to collect school shoes. Now let's get it more. Let's get into ensuring that we support these children over and beyond by providing them just with school shoes. See, the thing is, Kumba and Mapoloba, is that what saddened me, having crisscrossed the entire country delivering these shoes, was to go back and do revisits, and you see that some girls are not at school in winter. Because winter months, because of various challenges, it's the jersey, it's the tracksuit, it's whatever else. So the plan is to say, don't just get the school shoes, but make sure that in winter, go back. Are they insulated? Do they have the gloves? Do they have what your kids have? Because when you enter into that space and when you want to effect change, it can't just be a once-off. It can't be just be a very like nice feel-good, oh, we did this, it's amazing, and it's just like we drop you off the shoes, just in their tiny little feet. No, go back. You know, it's winter. Your kids have needs in winter, and you know that. Mm. Your kids have winter in summer. So treat those kids as your children, because ultimately, they all are our children.
What are you working on now?
What am I working on right now? The year has just begun. Well, I'm still employed by government, so I still have a full-time job as the head of stakeholder and intergovernmental relations at COCTA in Gauteng, also dabbling on human settlements, so that's that. But I am working on coming back in the broadcasting space. As to how, I'm not too sure.
I think we need you. I think you're one person that is vocal. That doesn't mean what they think. And which is something that
you've lost weight, by the way. You look good.
I try,
right? That's good. Diet, gym,
bit of both.
That's good.
Bit
that's
of both. And, but most of all, happiness. Man, I'm happy. I'm in a happy space. I'm happy mentally, emotionally, and every other aspects of my life. I'm happy.
That's the most wonderful space to be in.
Yeah.
And it's a beautiful, contagious space to be in. And I sincerely hope that you continue spreading that happiness.
When are you coming back to chill with us for 3 hours?
I do have a full-time job. I can't just come here and land this year.
I see we're going to end it the same way we started.
Yeah, when is the Pelag of Humeland? Thank you very much for coming with my name. We appreciate you. We see what you do. And today we are going to drop off school shoes because of the initiative that you guys started and made it big. Today, Nigeria is the Kaya FM and Good Friday. We collected some school shoes and we're dropping them off after the show, which is a great thing to see.
It's incredible. There's no greater gift than the gift of giving itself.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pralupi.
If you missed the live stream, watch the full episode on kayatv.co.za right now.